Army Regulation 210-35 is titled Civilian Inmate Labor Program. This regulation provides guidance for establishing and managing civilian inmate labor programs on Army installations. It also informs us what type of labor may be performed and where that labor takes place by the civilian inmate. That last part is a very important piece. The civilian inmates will only be allowed to work on military bases and morale, welfare, and recreation facilities, or what is more commonly called MWR. MWR manages small retail stores that cater to our soldiers. They sell uniforms, cigarettes, snacks, and then use those profits on projects to boost troop morale. Army Regulation 210-35 does require the Army to comply with Section 2667, Title 10, United States Code. So what does 10 U.S.C. 2667 say? Does it have anything to do with health and safety? No. It's basically about property laws. It defines what is and what is not military property. Army Regulation 210-35 also requires that the civilian inmate program comply with Section 1065, Public Law 103-337. So is that document concerned with the health and safety of the civilian inmates? No. It just says that prison labor can be used at MWR locations that are off-post. Throughout the document, the Army expresses great concern about revealing the civilian inmate labor program to the public. On the very first page, they clearly state to keep prisoners only on military property. In Section 4-2, the Army requires that should there be any media coverage involving the civilians in their labor program, it must be reported to 5 different departments, from headquarters to the Public Communications Division. The report must include media source, name of media source, date of coverage, a synopsis of the report, and whether the report had local, regional, or national coverage. This concerns me because it's basically having our military monitor American journalists. On page 18, section 5F2 states, "At no time will any media representative be allowed to interview any inmate or inmate labor details without the express consent of the warden and the host agency public affairs office." In other words, the military can hide this program if they want to. The propaganda portion is found in section 5F6. That allows the host agency commander and the public affairs office to institute public awareness regarding civilian inmates. So we will not be informed by the press, but instead by the same people that operate the prisons. This is just a brief explanation of AR 210-35. I hope you will Google it and find out more about this program.